Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In preparation for Saul's coronation, Samuel, quote, brought them into the hall and had them sit in the place of honor among those who were invited. 1 Samuel 9:22. He then instructed the cook, quote, bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it apart. Verse 23. This was Samuel's right as the offering priest. Quote, the thigh with its upper part, verse 24. Quote, and from the ram of the consecration, you shall consecrate the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering for Aaron and for his sons. Exodus 29:27. Samuel was graciously deferring to Saul, not suggesting that Saul had a right to the priest's portion. We, however, once sinners of the Gentiles, are invited to the king's banqueting table and, quote, have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. Hebrews 13, verse 10. In fact, we feast on Christ himself, the only one who satisfies. But back to Saul. Following the banquet, Saul had a conversation with Samuel in a private rooftop meeting, slept there that night, and rose early the next day. Now, for steps 1, 2, and 3. First, he engaged with one man, Samuel, so his servant was sent on ahead. Samuel, quote, took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him. 1 Samuel 10, verse 1. Second, he engaged with, quote, two men by Rachel's tomb, verse 2, who would confirm that the donkeys were found and that Kish was concerned about him. Then, quote, three men going up to God at Bethel, verse 3, would give him two loaves of bread. If you find all this mysterious, wait till you hear the next episode. Whatever else this checklist means, it shows that God knows all things, that Samuel was God's mouthpiece, and that, quote, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. God wants Saul and us to take him seriously.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.